and this is about how Padre Pio helps a communist lawyer or advocate, and then this person converts. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring to you a series of short stories on the life of our incredible saint. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a miracle worker. So we bring you these short stories in order to find out more about Padre Pio and also to find out what his intercession can do for you. And just a reminder of our special Advent offer that we have. Someone is going to St. Giovanni Rotondo and offering to bring your intentions to the very shrine of Padre Pio. So if you want to be part of this, if you're not subscribed to our channel, then just subscribe to our channel. And if you are already subscribed, then all you have to do is enroll your mass prayer intentions, as you'll see on the video on the end screen. And the theme of this talk is that there is no sinner, no matter how great, who cannot be converted. So, of course, when our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, and when his heart was pierced by the lance, when his sacred heart was pierced by the lance, it was because his wish was that all would be rescued through his sacrifice. And so for our salvation, all of our salvation, your and my salvation, our Lord went through these terrible pains of his passion. And in this story, we see how Padre Pio is actually teaching us never to stop asking for the conversion of sinners, precisely as Our Lady at Fatima had also asked us. Now, on this day, Padre Pio told this particular lady who had a certain legal problem that she had to go and seek out a certain lawyer, an advocate who would be able to help her settle her case, that justice could be done. And he gave her the name of the lawyer. But she objected, "But he is a communist, Father." And Padre Pio added, "But only he can do something to help you." So he was insistent. And so this lady followed Padre Pio's advice. And she went to Rome. And there she found this advocate indicated by Padre Pio. And she told him the story of a case. And he listened to the case. And at the end of it, he thought about her case. And then he said, "I think it's a lost cause. But give me a few more days in order to study this case in some more detail." And during those next few days, while he was studying the case, at some point, Padre Pio visited this advocate by location. And he had seen pictures of Padre Pio. He had seen photos. So he was familiar that this was Padre Pio. And during this visitation, Padre Pio indicated and showed the actual legal code that this lawyer would be able to rely on in order to win the case. So he studied it a bit more, and then he went and fought the case, and he won. And he was amazed by this. So after this experience, the lawyer, he went and he cut up his membership card of the Communist Party, and then without further question, he went there to St. Giovanni Rotondo to meet Padre Pio in person. And following this, he was converted. And it was such a conversion that thereafter he became the leader of Catholic Action in Rome. So what a turnaround we've seen in this person's life. He believed in ideology that was the very denial of God, based on pure materialism, and of course that is communism. But after this, he realized what an important role God can actually play in working out our world's problems. And so he became a leader of Catholic Action. And of course, this is thanks to the miracle of Padre Pio that he wrought in his life. And just a note that if we are Catholics, even if we aren't Catholics, that there is a patron saint of lawyers, of advocates, and that is Saint Ivo. So if we need legal counsel, or if we are a lawyer, then we can pray to him. We can say novenas to Saint Ivo to help us. And just a reminder that we have this special Advent offer. Just If you haven't subscribed to our channel, all you have to do is subscribe to our channel, and we will take your intentions to Padre Pio Shrine in St. Giovanni Rotondo. And of course, that is COVID permitting. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently, that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.